Ah, there you are. I was wondering when you would show up. Yes, I realize you're a bit early. I've just been wondering a few things about you that we will talk about during the session. Please, have a seat. Now then, we'll start off with the most basic question. Have you been this week? Has anything of particular interest happened since I've last seen you? Ah, yes. I remember you telling me about a date you had this week. One that you hoped would help you with your social anxiety. So, how did it go? Did you two manage to hit it off? No? It went horrible. That's really too bad then. Give me a second to write that down. Patience date was a floozy. No, don't worry about that. I'll just be recording some things in my journal for later sessions like usual, okay? Oh, are you tearing up a bit? Don't worry too much. Here, I'll sit right on the other side of your couch and let you cry it out on my lap. How does that sound, my patient? Oh, don't worry about it, dear. Of course I'd be willing to do that. Now, let me just move right over. Now then, why don't you rest your head right there and there, my patient. You're in a safe place now. You don't have to worry. I'm here for you. Doesn't that feel nice? Your head resting on my lap as I rub your head and play with your hair. Well, you could say that this isn't in our textbooks when we're studying psychology, but as your therapist, I know what my patients need to feel the best they possibly can. Do you trust that I know what's best for you? Good. Good. You ready to sit up now? That's fine then. All right then. Why don't we get to the heart of it now that you've calmed down? I want to hear every detail of how the date went. As your therapist, I don't believe I can help you unless you tell me everything. Let me just get my notepad and I'll write all this out so I can visualize it better. Now, you may begin. Patient went to Floozy's house and had a pleasant meeting and ride to the restaurant. Got you. Patient and Floozy engaged in small talk and had a great time overall during the date. Really now? Everything was great until the ride to the Floozy's home, when said Floozy was rather upset due to some unknown error on the patient's part. She would not. They would not elaborate further. And what of the advice I gave you in our last session? To take your chance even when it seems hopeless? Ah, I see. Patient attempted to kiss Floozy, was met with a hearty slap, and was left at her doorstep after. And that's everything? Any extraneous details? All right. Ah, my recommendation? Of course, I have a recommendation, that's why I'm here. Well, how about this? Do you know anything about immersion therapy? It's a style that's usually used to overcome fears and anxiety by exposing the patient to their anxieties. What I'm about to suggest, however, is a more relaxed, simple, and fun version of that. Simply put, I'm going to help you by playing the part of the woman that wronged you that night. However, you're going to tell me what would have happened had everything gone right, and I will do my best to accommodate. Does this sound like something you might want to try? All right. Since it seems like we don't have any more time this session, we'll have to put this off for next week. Is that all right? Of course. I will do anything in my power to make sure my patients fully recover. See you next week, and don't forget, okay? Oh, perfect timing. Come in. So, how do I look? I'm so excited for our day today. What do you mean, what's happening? Did you really forget about our date? Even when I told you last week not to forget? No, don't look so shocked. This is all part of your immersion therapy. Of course, we won't actually be going anywhere. We'll be staying here because of the facility policy, but I did bring some food for the occasion. Are you still willing to go through with this? Perfect! Let's eat before our food gets cold. Ah, it was so considerate of you to order this for me. It was so nice that you remembered my favorite. You're the best. That's so funny. Your stories are so interesting and your jokes are on point. You're such a good date. Of course I can stop for a second. What do you need? Is there something wrong with my performance? Playing it up? Well, of course I'm playing it up. I'm simply going off the notes I got from our session last week and my own judgments about your date. She wasn't this receptive. Well, this is all part of your immersion therapy. I'm playing this as though everything in this date is going perfectly. And to your credit, for the parts you have control over, you are being a perfect date. I don't understand what she had against you if this is how you treated her. Okay, how about we get back to the scenario? This has been such a perfect night, but it's getting late and we finished our food a while ago. What do you say we turn in for the night? Oh, offering to drive me home. How nice of you. Now, why don't we skip this part, as I'm not really allowed to leave the building with my patients, and skip the part where you've driven me home and we're at my doorstep, alright? Wow, this has got to be one of the best dates I've ever had. I can't wait for the next one. So, now that we're here, is there anything else you want to do before we leave? Well, there's something I really want to do. Can you guess what? You sure catch on quick. and that's all the time we have for this session. Oh, that? Maybe I did get a bit carried away with the kiss, but I definitely wasn't expecting you to be so good at it. Really, you are a natural. There's no way the floozy didn't enjoy that. Oh, please. You aren't really sticking up for her, are you? She treated you so horribly that night when you were nothing but a perfect date. She left you to the streets in the pouring rain as you were about to give her the experience of a lifetime. Really, that girl was so detrimental to your mental health, I don't understand how you can defend her. In fact, my recommendation from now on is that we will have to continue this immersion therapy every week you come here, and if I see fit, more frequently until you've fully recovered. Really, it's the only thing I can do for you, considering how irreparably that girl damaged the progress we made over the past few months since you started seeing me. We will have to roleplay many different scenarios to make sure we are as thorough as possible with your treatment. We may even have to repeat this procedure for months. Even years to completely flush these feelings you've been having. And of course, I'll definitely have to recommend that you stay away from other girls as long as this procedure is being carried out. We can't have another incident like this one, or it might damage your mental state far more than even this incident. Aren't you glad you have such a considerate therapist that thinks of all the possibilities that could arise before offering treatment? Now then, I trust I will see you next week to continue this immersion therapy? Great. We will be playing a different scenario for the next one based off of my notes from this session. Now this time, remember what I say. You must come here every week for your treatment and stay away from other girls that might intend to harm our progress. I will be keeping tabs on you during the week to make sure that is being carried out. If I feel an emergency session is needed, I may call you throughout the week. If you have plans at the time, I would have to ask that you cancel them and explain that your therapist needs to see you. I'm sure they'll understand if it's for a mental health reason. So, even if you're busy at work, it really should be no problem. Now, did you get all that down? Good. You can go now. My next patient is here to see me, and I need to clean all this up. Safe travels! And of course, don't be late, okay?